The following program contains strong language, sexual situations, and alcohol abuse. So, if you're easily offended, you may wish to consider listening to anything but Slater's podcast. Viewer discretion advised.
Everything I say is not serious all the time.
Yeah.
Wow. I can't even... Whoo! That is strong. That is pure.
Yeah, that'll do it.
That is wild turkey. That's what we're drinking today. Where's that bottle? Get that sponsor in there. Oh, yeah.
I feel like chopping down a tree, I tell you.
Wow. Oh, God. Yeah, it's Kentucky Straight.
That's not on.
It's not Kentucky. Yeah, you know, I can't have the labels in there because then they're going to come after me.
Oh, you did it to not? I thought you were trying to
No, I showed it anyway. I think no one's really caring yet. Yeah. So, but, you know, one day. I don't want to pay.
Season six? By season six? Yeah. They'll be all over this show.
Yeah, yeah. Wild turkeys flying everywhere. It's going to be insane. Oh, I got to chase this more. Sorry, one second. Hmm. Oh, yeah. All right. Woo! Whew, Kentucky Straight. I feel bad buying that when
you said you're
Pride
a whiskey
month.
Guy.
I know, but it should be Kentucky Gay for June, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, they do have
just a little rainbow.
You ever had Mount Gay turkey. Whiskey?
Mount Gay whiskey?
Yeah.
No.
It's on the shelves. You could have gotten it. You probably saw it at the liquor store.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, it wasn't in my focus, I guess. It was in the blurred section, which is probably what I'm gonna be after this. Holy shit.
Woo.
Oh my God. Okay. Oh, also, oh, you're a Yankees fan.
Are we on?
I'm over you. Yeah, yeah.
Why, are you from Boston?
No, upstate. So Mets, yeah.
You know what's funny is I like the Mets. I'm happy when you guys win. I have no problem with you. We don't have to be
enemies. You don't like the Red Sox.
The Red Sox I hate.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Not as much anymore as when I was a kid because they kind of suck now. But
Yeah, no, they're not good. They're not good. But Fenway's
do. Are you a sports girly?
Yeah, I know my baseball.
I do?
Yeah. Yeah, my dad did that to me because I was supposed to be a boy, so he just raised me as if I still was one. Yeah.
Slater, you know what I was saying about your name? Slater, it's a very, like, I want to say it with an English accent. Slater.
Slater.
It really rolls with an English accent.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking of
Hello, Slater.
Yeah, that's good. I feel like that's, like, Australian. Slater.
I get him confused. No, Slater.
That's Australian. That is, wow, your Australian's good.
Oh, I slider.
Were you on Duolingo?
No, that's
that?
A language.
I know. That's not
there should be an
one.
Accent app.
Duo-X-O.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll workshop it.
That's
maybe
a good
that's
idea.
What we'll come out with. The weird man I'm talking to right now is fellow comic Billy Hawkman. Say
what
hi,
up?
Billy.
Hey,
yeah.
Why'd you call me weird?
I don't know. It just came out. Yeah.
Now I'm going to be thinking about that.
Now you're not going to go to sleep.
A couple more wild turkeys. I'll be. Maybe weird, I'll get more weird
turkey. Yeah. Let's do it because we're not going cold turkey, are we, Rick?
Hey, come on, Rick.
Oh, welcome to season three. Billy just asked me why I have seasons.
What
for
an honor.
For a podcast.
To be the first guest of the season three.
Yeah, you're the debut.
Season three, I feel, is where shows really make it or break it, you know?
Yeah, that's actually very true.
Yeah.
I'm rewatching Breaking Bad right now, and three is when it really turns
don't you
around.
Hate it when people are like, watch this show, the first season sucks.
But just hang
but
in there.
I'm like, I'm not sitting through fucking five episodes of shit.
They're like, watch this for 22 hours,
yeah,
and then you'll like it.
Yeah, they say that about The Wire all the time.
Oh,
are you a Wire fan?
No, I never watched it. I saw like clips and like certain episodes, and I know a few of the characters, but I didn't watch it.
Yeah, I got through one episode, and then people kept saying, you just got to get through the first season. And I was like, well...
That's weird because the first episode, like a pilot for anything, should be the most captivating, like dopest thing that you would want to want more of.
Yep.
So they're all on autopilot.
Who was your first guest on Shotcast?
Troy.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, that was back when I did it in the apartment. And I was like, I probably shouldn't get drunk with strange men in my living room. Yeah, I should probably not give out my
strange
address.
Strange men, they're your roommate.
Yeah, well, now...
Is that public knowledge?
He's fucking the old bone chain. he came over, though. He didn't live with me at the time when I started. So
right, okay.
That's how long I've been doing this for.
Got it,
yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, we're up for an Emmy. Not a big deal.
That's a lie, right?
And the lie detector is showing that was a lie.
I was just making
sure. We'll be right back, folks.
I was just making sure.
Yeah.
The studio is nice.
Thank you.
The studio seems like Emmy worthy.
Yeah. I feel like it's mid transition, you know? It's like, are we here for Nexus, iHeartRadio, Party 101.9? Are we here just to have a good time with local rappers and what's her face right there? What's her name?
Is that Cardi B?
Yeah.
I'm stunned I got that.
Yeah. Me too. I'm not a big rap gal. Oh, yeah. We got AOC, positive energy, and he's pointing at her. That's the most ironic photo I think has ever been taken. She paid to put that up there, didn't she? This is free advertising. That bitch.
She probably does good with the hip-hop community.
I think I would imagine she would. I feel like
little
she...
Chica?
Yeah. Get a little spice in your life. Yeah. What was I going to say? I forgot to do the timer, so I'm just going to assume that it's
we started at 6:03.
Oh, wow.
Well, I don't know.
Someone's fucking clocking out when
exactly it started.
Someone wants to know how much time he has left in this prison.
It's just I have an autistic brain. That's all it is.
Do you have autism?
I'm not autistic. I have an autistic brain.
Oh.
But my heart.
Okay.
Is human.
Your heart's autistic.
No, wait, autistic people are human. I didn't mean anything I just said.
It's okay. I have said a lot of cancelous shit on this podcast. Over the year and a half. You know, yeah, people, they start drinking, and I'm like, whoa.
Sometimes I think about, like, the adjustment, if you ever do get famous between, like, now we can say whatever, who cares?
Yeah.
There's no canceling. Yeah. You can't cancel nothing.
Yeah, they're going to dig it up, though.
I wonder if we'll have to adjust, if we'll be... You know?
Well, by then, AI will be so good at doing that shit that I could just be like, that wasn't me. Yeah. I'll play it like Shaggy. That was AI.
Don't you just want it to end?
What, the world or your life?
No. The robots. The robot stuff. Just cut it out. I can't.
Cut it out.
They're all like, AI's taking over and there's nothing we can do.
Yeah.
How is there nothing we can do?
Yeah.
Tell the nerds to stop doing that.
Yeah.
Put them all back in the locker. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
bring bullying back.
It never left in my in my world.
I'm still beating bitches up. What have you been doing for your country? Oh my god, I know it's bad. There's I forget who does that bit like in our scene, not a famous person, about the robot. He's like, you better treat him right. He's like, you say shut up to Alexa, she's gonna come back and kill you. And I was like, wow.
I don't know.
Ever since then, I had a robot Siri, that... my lovely little pocket slut.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Does this stuff freak you out?
No, not really. No. The job that I used to have was like converting a lot of people to AI-ism. And,
converting people to AI?
Yeah. No, they were like, so I like wrote for this publication for many years and I just got laid off a few months ago, so I don't do it anymore. But No, I don't give a shit. People say sorry, and I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, you still have to work. Like, that sucks.
Oh.
I don't even set an alarm. I don't even know what that is. The only alarm I set is for Shotcast.
Every 15
minutes? And that's how well my life is going.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah, I wake up.
Sorry I said sorry.
I wake up when I wake up, you know? It's a fantastic time. But thank you. I appreciate that.
How do you make money?
My robot know. I strip.
I guess this
mostly.
Is not a line of business. You said you strip.
Yeah. The road gigs and then OnlyFans. No, I don't have an OnlyFans. I am gonna do an OnlyFans, but just my
You're
feet.
Like a are you an artist?
Yeah.
You're good.
Are you artistic?
Well, no, I see your Instagram stories. I see your Instagram stories and you're always
I went to school.
But you draw those?
Yeah. I went to school originally for art, and then after they kept telling me what to draw, I was like, fuck this shit.
I love it when comics have, like, an artistic skill to go along with comedy, you know? Like Isabel Hagen, when she plays the violin.
Yeah, that's true.
People that do magic. Yeah. I like magic. I know comedians like to shit on it, but I'm a fan.
I really could look at you and peg you for a magician fiend.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, like you no saw Chris Angel or David Blaine at some point in your youth.
Did you know Harrison Greenbaum was the lead musician for Cirque du Soleil?
Musician or magician?
Magician, I meant.
Sorry. That's like that Chicken Met Bobby hot, interview. Dude. I know, I'm sweating too. I'm a sweater. We're both red-faced sweating people. So maybe, guys, if you're watching, just avert your eyes or just start listening.
It is. It's like 90 degrees today, right?
It's two tomatoes in a fucking hot field right now. I know. And we're just going to burn, baby. Burn.
Woo!
Harrison Greenbaum, magician. Yeah, he was. He did the comedy for America's Got Talent, though, right?
Yeah,
and not the magician shit. Yeah, imagine if he just switched mid like show.
He does
show.
That. Apparently, really? When he headlines, yeah.
Oh well, I was thinking like for America's Got Talent, he's like, I'm a magician, and then they were like, okay, and then after the third level, he's like, I also do comedy.
Yeah, does it all. He That's also. Crazy. Did you ever see you saw the video of him on America's Got Talent?
The lightning joke I saw, but that was it. That was the only.
You haven't seen the one where he gets. Norm Macdonald like chastises him.
No.
No, maybe we shouldn't be talking about this.
No, I mean, why?
Well,
why I mean, not?
Whatever.
Why not? Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, Harrison's
We're not
great.
Saying anything bad.
No, but Norm Macdonald is like my favorite comedian ever, and he shit on him. So before you're I met Harrison, I was like, yeah.
Out his grave.
I was like, yeah, get him. And then I met Harrison. He's a very nice guy. He's like, super sweet. Sorry, and I was like, man, sorry, I liked that video so much.
Yeah, there's like 2 million views or 1 million of them.
Yeah, I'm in the comments like, yeah, Norm.
Making new accounts so you can leave more comments. I could see that happening. You like magic, though? Why? What got you into magic? You little Steve Martin in the making?
It's entertaining. I mean, I feel like...
I like when shit disappears.
Yeah, if they're good at it. Sometimes they're corny, but that's like comedy, you know? If people are bad, it's like really hard to watch.
Yeah, that's with any performative art, though, I feel like, you know?
Yeah, but there's something with comedy where somebody's bad, it hurts.
Yeah, because like, it's just all there. You can't even blame it on anything else. It's just they suck.
Yeah, and it's the only one that people are, like, sometimes, like, rooting for you to be bad or for your failure.
Yeah.
And they, like, it's like they enjoy watching you suck.
Yeah, yeah. They like your downfall. It's like watching the Titanic, you know? It's a great movie, but tragedy.
Like when people get mad at like a comedy show for not being funny, it's the funniest thing.
Yeah, ironically, right? Yeah. It's so weird. You're like, what? Where was this 10 minutes ago?
Like, you know how Broadway has, they advertise the show as the all-star comedy lineup?
Oh my God. Well, yeah, because
you ever heard Cody talk about?
Bar up here. And I'm like, don't tell people that Jerry Seinfeld's coming in tonight when it's just going to be me.
Oh yeah, aside from that, but there was one time Cody told me that, I think he told a joke about this, but these ladies left the show and then they confronted like the manager in the hallway and Cody was standing there and they were like, you said this was the all-star. They were like, there's no all-stars up there.
No Smash Mouth.
These people
here.
Are not all-stars.
Oh my God. That's so, she's like, and I'm giving a review with no stars. How about that? Yeah. That's terrible. Oh, I hate that. That's an interesting point though, because then I was just thinking in my head of, like, no one goes and buys tickets to, let's say, like, a concert, a rock show or something. And they're getting there and they're like, God, I hope this person sucks. Yeah. You know what I mean? Hope they don't play my favorite song.
Yeah. Like, but I don't know how it works with, like, going to a rock show that you don't know anybody, which is the comedy shows that we do. Like, if you go to a rock show and you know the band, you're there, you're going to have fun.
Yeah, okay. Unless, yep, that's a good point. I wasn't registering that. Yeah, if there was, like, 10, like... wedding bands. Yeah.
It almost
concert.
Sets it up so the audience can be like, oh, that one was my favorite. That guy sucked. Like, it's just human for them to like rank all of their favorite. That's the conversation. Everybody, when they leave the showroom, you can hear them be like, this guy was my favorite. My this God. Guy sucked. I didn't like that guy.
Yeah. And it's such a tribal experience, like as an audience member, because I feel like maybe some people did actually enjoy a joke, but like no one else was laughing. So they kind of like, mm-hmm. kept to themselves and stayed reserved.
Yeah.
Or like even if it wasn't that great, but 80% of the crowd around you was all laughing, and it's like that mentality of like being, oh, I need to be a part of the pack. So then you kind of mind fuck yourself into thinking something's funny or not funny based on the whole like audience.
Yeah, I've had friends come to shows and like the host or the whoever went first is, I know them and they do very well and they crush and they're funny.
Yeah.
But then, you know how it is hosting or going first. Sometimes, like, the crowd just is not there yet. So they
don't.
And then my friends would be like, that guy sucked. I'm like, he doesn't suck.
You
fell for it.
Yeah.
You got tricked.
Yeah. Yeah. You fucking pussy.
You sheep.
You sheep.
Think for yourselves.
Yeah, no, it's such a thing. It's so weird. And the people talking after the shows while leaving is, I like, after hosting at Broadway so many nights, I walk out and I like wait inside because people are outside smoking, like they're waiting for their Uber or whatever. And I don't want to be out there waiting for my Uber and like hear them talking shit. Mm-hmm. And then I'm brought up and then I'm there and I'm like, what's up, guys?
I'm the same way. I don't like seeing people after shows. Even when they tell me good set, I don't believe them.
Like, who hurt you?
Who am I?
Who hurt you?
Oh.
What are you running away from, Billy?
I don't know.
Myself.
Well, next question. I don't know.
We're getting deep. We're getting deep. I'm going to peel back all the layers tonight. It's going to happen.
I'm so red. Wow.
No, you know, I don't think you're that red. My face is red, too.
Rick, can you take some of the R's out of the RGB in my...
Can you please remove my entire complexion and my heritage while you're at it? Are you Irish? I see.
Yeah, 75%.
Yeah, I mean the orange hair and the red face.
It's
and
not orange hair. Everyone whiskey. Says that. It's the orange beard. The hair is kind of brown.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, you got a hat on. I can't tell.
What's party time. Hiding? That says 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, because I fucked up the... Okay. I'm trying to get you drunk. I'm taking advantage of Billy.
I mean, I'm here. I'm here for the ride.
I'm here. Whatever you want to do. I'm not queer. Oh, God, why is it so hard? Wow, I kind of managed
to. You're very weak.
Okay. I have weak wrists.
Has anybody ever told you that?
I have weak wrists. I have small ears. So I can't do a push-up, and I have to say what a lot.
Small what?
Ears.
Oh.
Yeah, well...
You guys can't see them. Under the earmuffs.
And you clearly can't hear either. You got small ears too, buddy.
I thought you said leers.
Yeah. You know what? I've been trying to work on my enunciation. Mm-hmm. And it's not going well.
It's enunciation.
Is it? Fuck. What are you, a teacher? Take the shot, you fucking bitch.
I love correcting people. It's one
you
of
do?
My favorite.
That's one of your favorite
Well, I just want you to be the best version of yourself that you can be.
Oh, it's like a sting. Oh, no.
Sometimes after I do a shot, I turn Asian. Sorry, Rick.
I turn ape. I turn Asian. You do? You got the Asian flush.
You can take a shot and you go.
Oh, that you get that.
I feel bad
flush.
About that one.
You got double whammy there.
Of what?
You get the flush and the expression. Good shit. Way to go.
Right, that's what I do. Good shit.
Yeah, is it? I'm so sorry. I'm such a roaster. It's so bad.
Because no,
people
for it.
Who don't know me probably think I'm such a fucking cunt. And I'm like, dude, I'm just fucking with you. Everything I say is not serious all the time.
I don't like it when people apologize for their roasts later.
Oh, all right. Well, fuck you too.
There we go.
There it is. There
Bring
it is.
Back.
Yeah, I gotta, I don't know. Because someone said to me at fucking Greenwich, like, I don't know, maybe a month or two ago, they're like, you're just such a bully. And I was like, dude, I'm just fucking with you, man. Like, it's my way of communication. And then they were like, nah, you're mean. You should be nicer. And I was like, all right, well, you should be taller, but.
There you go. But sometimes they say it right after, like, that somebody will roast you.
Yeah.
And then you roast them back and they're like, whoa.
Yeah, and you're like, I'm
Chill
sorry.
Out. You're like,
There's rules.
Excuse me, you hit the ball over the net and I hit it back.
I'm going to return the serve.
Yeah.
What did you want me to do? Stand there and get hit in the face?
Exactly.
Look like a dumbass? Let me squeeze me. That was a baby one, Rick, right? That was probably the smallest one I've had this whole fucking time.
Who's Robert Paulson?
Oh.
Is this like a political message?
No. Oh, my God. But I have a story.
It's like it's not a guy who got shot.
No.
Say his name.
Okay. So here's the thing. Rick, do you know who Robert Paulson is? Don't Google it, you little cheater. I see you moving. Son of a biscuit. It's from Fight Club. You ever see Fight Club? Just came out. Brad Pitt,
Can't
Edward Norton.
I saw it, but
they
I'm
were on the
pod. Not allowed to talk about it.
Yeah. Oh, good one. So the guy in it, the first dude that dies, the big fat man, mm-hmm. and they're like, they erase their names, right? And then when they die, they say their names. And like he was laying there, and they're like, his name. was Robert Paulson. His name. Yeah.
So I never actually saw it. I lied. I just wanted to tell
really?
That stupid joke. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you really, I really
I
did
was
have
telling
to
somebody
explain.
About this last week, but I'm the worst. Like, I've never seen any movie that people want me to see.
Really?
And then they get so mad.
Yeah. They check in.
Oh, you've never seen Men in Black?
You never saw Shawshank Redemption?
That one I've seen. That's How a great do you know film. When you're gonna... And if you haven't seen that, shame on you.
Yeah. Okay. So you've seen classics, but not like the dumb.
No, I haven't seen many, many classics. Okay. But what I do is I rewatch movies over and over and over again.
What's one that you rewatch the most?
Man on Fire, I've seen many, many
that
times.
That used to be my favorite as a child growing up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That came out like a long time ago.
I know.
Yeah. Where you looked at me like, child.
Well,
you
it's just a weird.
The whole time.
When you say child, like how. Because the movie is about like him going on a killing rampage.
Yeah, but it's good because he's protecting.
Oh, no, I know, but it's a weird favorite movie for a child. Like when I was a child, my favorite movie was Air Bud.
You're like, I watched Barney. I want to be like Mike.
Like how old were you when this was your favorite film?
I don't know. Whenever it came out, I must have been maybe 12, 13.
Yeah.
I don't know. It
came out in like 2005 or something.
Okay,
like that.
Okay, so I was, wow, yeah, 12 or 13 because I'm 92. So boom. Look
wow.
at that.
Oh, you're
yeah.
92?
Mm-hmm.
You look great.
Thanks. It's all the alcohol. Yeah. I don't know what people are talking about. They're like, yep. You drink so much, you look like shit. I'm like, those it are is my fountain of youth.
Those are my favorite stories when somebody is like 102. And they're like, yeah, I drank a Coors Light every day. Yeah. And then I just go, okay.
Yeah. That's
say no more.
That's the best.
I was on the fence about whether or not to pop off a Coors Light tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
You convinced me.
Then you hear the opposite kind of story where it's like, oh, this guy like ran marathons like every year and never had a sip of liquor and got cancer and fucking died.
Yep.
But also still same response from me. I'm like, well, so I should just do what I want because I'm gonna fucking die anyway. You know?
Yep.
It's inspiring.
You're very wise.
We're inspirational. It's the old age, you know.
That's what it is.
I just turned 32 and I don't know what to do about it. I was
Are you
start
nervous
going backwards.
About your age?
Huh?
Are you nervous about your age?
No, I don't really give a shit. As long as I maintain my high school CW appearance, then I'll be good.
Yeah.
I'll be
you can
good.
Trick people.
Yeah, right? I know. Well, when I was out for my birthday, it was like the last stop. It was at Spring Lounge. You ever go there?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ. We were there until they kicked us out, which was like 4 a.m., and I was like, thank God. But the bartender was like, oh, it's your birthday. Gives me a shot. I'm like, dude, it's like 2 a.m. I'm like, good. I don't need more. Said the Shotcast host.
Did you take it?
And yeah, of course I did. I'm not going to turn down free shit.
That's what I thought.
I don't care. Fucking meth. I'd be like, all right, today's the day. I always wanted to try some crazy shit.
I think meth's like $3. Yes. So free meth isn't even that good of a deal.
Well, it would be to the fucking neighbors on my street. I'll tell
I actually
you
have no idea. How much is meth?
I don't know. You want to look it up?
Is that something you can Google?
Oh, my God. I'm definitely... You don't understand the atrocities that I Google because I'm probably flagged. I think there's someone watching my house making
you
sure I don't
you
become
don't go
a terrorist.
Incognito?
No, I just do that for porn.
There you go.
Meth price?
How much is meth? I think that's what you should
Well,
Google.
You know what? It's good because since I've been rewatching Breaking Bad, I've been Googling a lot of meth stuff. So this actually...
And in that show, none of the people that buy meth look like they're crushing it financially.
But they're crushing it physically.
Wow.
You like that?
Yeah.
That's a wild turkey talk right there. All right. If you're wondering how much it costs to buy meth as a street drug, don't do drugs, kids. We've got some answers. Typically, methamphetamine use. I hate when they like fucking dicky around for a whole page. Yeah. Just give me the price, bitch. I'm on a tight deadline. My drug dealer's outside. 1 gram of meth, $20 to $40.
And 1 gram, it would probably.
1 gram, yeah. I don't.
That'd 20, probably last you. A
if
long
you
time.
Want 28.3 grams, which is 1 ounce. 150 to 300. Wow, you're maxing at 300.
Okay, that is a lot because 1 ounce of weed is like what?
Yeah, but you're not using as much, based on what I've heard.
Right. I don't think it's.
This is all hearsay. None of this is legitimate.
I think one little cubic centimeter of meth would do the job for me.
Yeah, I don't even know. You smoke it. You shoot it.
I have no
what
idea.
What would be your choice of entry?
That would be funny to like be in a room doing meth for the first time for me. Because I have literally no idea the logistics.
Well, it just so happens. Look under your chair, Billy. Everybody gets a little meth today. We're doing it.
The guy would pass me the meth, and I would like be trying to be cool. And I'd just like eat it or something. I'd do it. I'd lick it, right?
So wrong. It's like a rock.
Yeah.
Like pop rocks.
I put it in my milkshake.
This fucking, yeah, meth shake.
Ayo. Meth shake. Now we're talking.
This is sounding like, yeah, it just cools you off on a hot summer day, you know? Mm-hmm.
Dairy Queen.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Dairy Queen, if you're listening, meth shake.
Yeah.
That would do
and then
very
don't
well.
Don't pour it upside down and see if it sticks. Just keep
it
on there.
Pour it upside down. Why not? It's meth. There's no rules.
You know what? They do that.
Yeah, like, the upside down blizzard.
Oh, and if it falls out, then it's free. And I'm like, but no, then no, I have to eat it from the ground?
Well, no, I think they give you another one, right?
Could you imagine? They're like, yeah, it's free now. Have fun. They throw a spoon
funny.
At you.
It's like, but isn't that like if they serve it to you upside down? If they don't serve it to you upside down, it's free?
Oh, really?
I think that's how it works.
I thought it was just they hold it upside down and you just like do a New Year's Eve countdown like 5, 4, and then if it stays.
I don't think that's how it is because they don't want to be cleaning up ice cream off the floor.
There would just be so much.
I think it's if they don't serve it to you upside down. Which okay. I've had happen to me before, and I didn't have the balls to.
Oh, you're a DQ upside-down victim. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I
should have gotten a free one, but I didn't.
Do you have support groups, a Facebook group, something to
no, we
to
just
take
get through
the
it.
Edge off?
We just get
you got meth.
It. We just get a meth shake.
You got meth, and apparently, according to this website, which is now I'm thinking is like a pro-meth website, because it's like, meth is extremely easy to make. Like,
it's funny to think about like a meth dealer who's like, we got to get a website.
Yeah, and they're like, we'll put a .gov in there so
we're
it looks legit.
We're not getting the word out enough about our meth. What if we got a website?
Yeah, they're like, over 32 pounds, exclamation point.
I wonder if Squarespace has a meth template.
Oh, my God, a methylate. That would be good. Can you imagine?
You're good with the words.
Yeah.
With the puns and
I'm
stuff.
So annoying with it, so you can stop me.
No,
time.
I don't.
I just pictured like a... Oh, it's so fucked up. Strap in.
There really is no structure to this. I love it.
Yeah, but it keeps going. I never get in a lull, so I don't know if that's a me problem because I just spew stupid shit on a constant basis or if I'm just vibing. But if there's a rehab, right, imagine if there was like places, I don't know what they would be called, but like opposite of a rehab's purpose. Like you go there to take drugs.
Prehab. Come on. Wait, come on.
You did it. Yeah. That was good.
I can play.
That was good. Oh, now you know what level I'm on, so you're going to break out the stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know this is the game, but now that I know we're playing.
Well, let's talk about crack. Why not? Here we go. Crack it up, baby. Oh, my God. Prehab. No. Yeah, prehab. Yeah. Well, what would you think of prehab? Lobby pamphlet looks like.
So this is a place where you go to do drugs.
Yeah, yeah. Like you're in the waiting room and they're like, oh, hold on, our meth students aren't ready yet.
A lobby pamphlet? It's probably written on a piece of cardboard. I don't know. It says...
Because it's like this website. They're like, it's great. Like you don't get a probation or felony charge until it's 32 pounds! Exclamation point.
Wait,
like
but this is a great idea.
Positive
for a rehab because rehabs can't exist without drug addicts, right?
Yeah.
Business model.
Mm-hmm.
Rehab and a prehab do a little sister
supply and demand
sister organization.
Mm-hmm.
Come to our prehab.
Mm-hmm.
Do a lot of drugs. Have some fun.
Yep. And then dare you check, to do drugs.
And then you can take a free shuttle over to our rehab facility.
Yeah, yeah.
And calm down.
Get it out of your system. Mm-hmm. And then you won't be an addict. It's just like a boom, boom.
Yeah.
And then back into the real world.
It's a two-week program. Like, yeah. And who's more like respected in life than a recovered addict?
Recovering addict, yeah. Or recovered, yeah. We want to solve the problem.
Those people have it made. Everyone's like, oh, my God, I can't believe you did it. You overcame addiction.
I actually did meth.
Excuse me?
Rick knows the story. I accidentally did meth in Mexico. Mexico.
Did they tell you it was
They told me it was cocaine, yeah. And then I did, like, just a little bumpy because there was a language barrier. And I get drunk and think I know Spanish. And I know some, but I'm not fluent. but I drink, and I'm like, I can see why it's a problem for you.
If you're already saying you know some.
Yeah.
I can see how when you get drunk.
I'm pretty good. I retain that. I have terrible
memory. How many words do you know in Spanish?
A lot. A good amount. Ready? Fire rapid.
Fuego.
Rapid fire. Fire rapid.
Rapido fuego.
What? Fast fire. Yeah. Okay. You have to say a word, and then I'll translate it. Let's see.
Oh, all right. Wild turkey.
I don't know that one.
Okay.
Okay, 0 for 1. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. That's why I'm a Mets fan. There's hope. There's hope.
How about can I have a dollar?
Okay. Puedo tener un dolore.
It's not dinero?
No. Well, you said a dollar. If you said money.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Bitch. All right. 50%. Whoa. 50%. What else?
Another phrase?
Yeah. Don't be shy.
How about my husband is beating me?
Oh, my God. I've said that in English so many times. And that's why I'm never getting married, folks. My husband is beating me? Mm-hmm. That's what you said? Okay. Me.
This is a phrase you must learn if you're going to date Latin men.
Yeah. That's a phrase. That's the first thing they teach you. Mi esposo. I don't know, beating. I never had the need for it.
Mi esposo.
My husband.
Es.
And I'd be like, me. And then they'd probably get it. And then all the bruises and
so cuts. Half of your Spanish is act outs.
Yeah. Well, that's what they do here.
Is this all from like high school Spanish classes that you have attended?
Damn straight. You know what? I actually had to do Spanish in college for some reason. Did you have to do a language course in college? Did you go to college? Did you graduate high school? You have your GED.
I have it all, baby. Yeah,
triple
I graduated
threat.
College.
You graduated college. Okay.
But we didn't have to take a language class.
Where'd you go?
Rutgers University.
Mom's basement. What?
Rutgers? RU? R.
You.
R.
You. Fired up.
Have you ever been?
Have I ever been fired up?
Fired up at Rutgers?
Fired up at the Rut. No, I have not.
The Rut. Oh. Where'd you go?
Buffalo.
Buffalo?
Yeah, the big old boofer. It was a good time. All right. It's like ASMR shot. Yeah. You did this.
Rock on.
You did this. Did you?
I like that you do these on a Monday, too.
I honestly do them whatever day. Like, I've never had a day that I always come in here.
Well, you're
and do
unemployed,
this.
So I guess it doesn't matter.
Yeah, every day is Friday, baby. It's great. TGIF.
Do you still? I remember when I was unemployed, like, it's weird because Friday, the weekend, it still has, like, the weekend feel. Because you're like, oh, finally, everybody else can hang out with me.
It's in the air.
Or finally, like, it's okay for me to not do anything.
Yeah. That's the difference. You're mm-hmm. right. Yeah, you nailed it.
How long have you been unemployed?
Since March 22nd.
Cool.
And there's no end in sight.
Yeah?
Yeah, dude, I'm just fucking chilling. It'll find me, you know?
I love it.
I'm good. I just, it's so funny because you have like all these, once you like get over the fact that you are no longer employed, then you're kind of like, you know, I'm going to chill. I deserve it, you know? Mm-hmm. I deserve a little treat. And then you go into like, oh, all right, like now I'm starting to get lazy because I have no routine. Let me make a routine. Let me like get up. Let's set an alarm. Fuck it. Let's get crazy. And then you're like, oh, set your own little schedule. Don't abide by it at all. Then you're lazy rewatching Breaking Bad and taking shots on a Monday. And
love
that
it.
Is life.
Love it. I mean, this is fun for me because normally on a Monday I'd feel guilty, but I'm working.
Yeah,
I'm working
exactly.
Here.
You know, this is a safe space.
Love it.
Where you can work and get drunk. You know, there's not many places that can do that.
I think if you work remote, like all these people that work from home, they can do it.
Yeah. I mean, that was me. I was working remote and I still got fired. Laid off. Fired.
Important
in,
distinction.
Which is fired in a nice way.
Well, no, because you get money, right?
They gave me a little sevy.
There you go.
Yeah, but that shit gone. And I don't even know what I spent it on, dude. I spent it drunk ordering this shirt. That's what I was going to say before.
Oh, no. You drunk order?
Oh, my God.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever drunk ordered?
Oh, my God. I mean, besides this, because I custom made this. This wasn't just a shirt. I typed in picked the shitty text.
Yeah, that's bad.
Ordered, yeah. And then it came to the house, and I was like, I don't have any recollection of this.
I did one of those short orders randomly, and it was so gay, dude. It was I'm from New Jersey, and I ordered.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I did not think that.
There's a lot of people from New Jersey.
You guys just fucking mosey on down here.
Yeah.
They're like, let me in.
To New York?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of us here.
I know.
But I ordered a shirt that it was just like the state outline of New Jersey, and it just said home. And I woke up the next day, and I was like, dude, probably the gayest thing I've ever done. That's bad, right?
Yeah, that's real bad. That's like a live, laugh, love sign. That's like this.
I know.
That's the same level.
I never wore it. If it's any consolation, I never wore it. But I don't even know where it is.
Because it's in a frame hanging in your apartment.
Nope. Nope.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know where it is.
Yeah, and every day you look by and you're just like,
yeah, it's so weird. So but yeah, Jersey Pride, baby. Yeah. Shout out.
Okay. So
all my Jersey boys.
All my Jersey
girls.
Boys. My Jersey Shore horse. What? What's?
Ooh, a question's coming from Slater. Here we go.
Oh yeah, let me look at my notes. what's something that you are proud of in Jersey, like being from Jersey? Like, what's something not proud of? That's fucking gay. But something like a positive thing from Jersey. I'm really stretching here because I don't know anything good about
There's
it.
There's so
now
much
that I
good
have
about
you,
Jersey.
And I feel like,
are
yeah,
you serious?
I feel like you're an advocate. I feel like you're a Jersey ally.
Well, this is the thing. When you spend your whole life getting shit on because you're from Jersey, or the state of New Jersey gets shit on a lot, you learn to defend it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay. So it's made you
so
stronger.
I'll tell you. You want to know what's good about New Jersey?
Fucking tell me.
I'll tell you. Most Gold Star beaches in the United States.
Oh, my God. You've looked this up.
New Jersey. Celebrities galore from New Jersey. You got the beach. You got mountains. You got New York City. You got Philadelphia.
What celebrities are from Jersey?
You got all four seasons. What celebrities are from New Jersey?
Yeah. I don't know.
Bruce Springsteen, Meryl Streep, Shaquille O'Neal. There's many more, but I mean,
those
look
are the
it up. Look
top
it up.
Three of the four. The
I
fourth
bet you,
being Billy.
I bet you New Jersey is top five in celebrities that are from there.
Really?
Where are you from? New York?
Upstate New York.
Upstate New York.
Yeah. There's a.
Miss me.
No one's from there, but they visit there.
I mean, if the one thing you got is who. Is it who's famous from New Jersey? There's a lot of famous people from New
Jersey.
Yeah,
and you know, The Sopranos really
Joe
boosted
Rogan?
Your ratings.
The Sopranos, James Gandolfini, RIP.
Yeah.
He went to Rutgers.
No, he didn't.
He did. Sorry.
Wow. Is that where he learned nothing?
That was pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
I'm gonna say it.
He died before he used to go to the football games all the time, but he died before I got there.
What were you going to do? Just show up with binoculars and be like, hootie hoot?
Yeah.
Yeah? What's your state fucking flower, if you're so proud of this place? No? You don't have it? State bird.
I didn't know there was state flowers.
State bird.
State bird?
Probably a fucking crow.
No.
Yeah.
New Jersey's like one of the hippest, coolest places.
Okay.
State bird is probably like a
rat.
I don't know.
Look it up. Yeah, get your Google.
What's your state bird?
Get your Google.
An
out
Eastern,
alert.
An American goldfinch. Look at that pretty bird.
That's Jersey.
That's a cool ass bird.
It's fucking swallowed a highlighter on the beach because everybody litters. Cool.
That's a cool bird.
All right, fine. Let's see the New York bird and see if they could do a fucking fight. Let's get a cockfight going.
The goldfinch did not look like it fights well.
New York bird. Oh, this one's in a fighting scene already. Look at that. Boom, fighting.
Damn.
Or feeding. I can't tell. Birds are fickle. Oh, Mets.
What's going on with its
That's
chest
a
there?
Bird. I don't know.
Disgusting.
Getting jizzed on.
By who?
It looks like a popsicle, like
a robot with his rusty.
What are those? What are those rocket pops? Remember those from the Ice Cream Man?
Nope. All I ever got was the SpongeBob pop and the snow cone, which is good.
But both at the same time?
No, no. I'm saying those are my only two orders.
Double dipping. You're like, ah, look, guy, I'm going to need two orders.
Man.
I need a SpongeBob.
Some of the happiest times in my life, though, when, like, you're on the beach and you hear the ice cream truck.
Dude.
Couldn't be better.
On the beach? Wow, interesting. I never got ice cream on the beach from the ice cream man.
You never been to Jersey?
He just fucking drove up on that shit. Was a Bronco? What the hell did he get?
Well, when I say on the beach, like, if you're on the boardwalk or whatever. But, yeah, the ice cream men would come. They would come around.
Through the boardwalk?
They wouldn't have the truck, but they would come around on the
beach. It's like, I ran over two families, but it was worth it for you. Worth it for you, Billy, to get that get that SpongeBob pop I know you'll like.
That's a good Jersey accent. Did you learn that on...
I learned that watching Sopranos really high during COVID.
You like The Sopranos?
Yeah, it was great.
Best show
I only
ever?
Watched it for the first time when I was in COVID. In COVID. When I was
you
in
said it like it
hibernation.
Happened to you only.
Yeah.
I was in COVID.
Guys, look. I started it.
Okay. Guys, look. Back in 2020, I went through a very tough personal ordeal.
I did.
COVID-19. It was really hard.
And isn't it funny that COVID was late to the game? Because it was COVID-19, but it came in 2020. 1 year off.
Well, it came in 19, but it didn't get popular until 20.
Oh, it had 9 months of pregnancy.
It had to pay its dues
to populate.
In 19, yeah.
Yeah,
also, it's
yeah.
a fake disease. So.
Things have got, yeah, I know. Pfizer, next sponsor.
Don't get me started.
Pfizer just matter.
That's pretty.
that's my dad.
Which one
jokes
did you get
coming out, huh?
Which vaccine did you get?
Okay, yo, so no,
yo,
hey,
yo, break it down for
public.
Me,
yo, real quick, what would you do if your son was at home? It was
what was that?
Johnson and Johnson. You don't know that song?
What would you do if your summer's at home?
No, if your son was at home crying all alone on the bedroom floor and he's hungry, it's the only way to feed him is to sleep with a man for a little bit of money. But his dad is gone somewhere smoking rock now and in all lockdown. I ain't got a job now.
You have a very interesting brain.
For you, it's just good time, but for me, this is what I call life.
Who sings that song?
You don't know that song? Oh my God.
Who
you're
sings
get
that song?
Shit. On. I don't know. But it was like a one hit wonder, but it was a fucking
wow.
hit.
Wow. So you know every word of the song, or you don't even know who sings it?
Because it was a one hit wonder, and I was like 9 singing that shit. My mom was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, struggles!
Did you have brothers and sisters?
I feel like it's like city something. Yes, I have 2 older sisters. What would you do? I can't do 2 things at once sometimes. If your son was at home, I should lyrics because now it looks like God, I'm so flagged. City High, what would you do? Yeah, yeah, play it, Ricky.
City High is the
Rick
name of the
James
band.
Rick James over here. What?
City High is the name of the band.
You don't know the song?
No, I don't. How many times are you going to ask me?
Turn it up, Rick. Educate this bitch. You don't know the song?
Nope.
You know what? Maybe when it gets to the chorus, but I highly doubt it.
No.
Come on.
Nah,
you don't know
to
that?
Nickelback. I was listening
oh
to Nickelback.
Oh my God, you were looking at photographs, you faggot.
Look at this photograph.
Oh my God. How old are you? Like fucking 12?
28.
Hmm. Yeah, that's the new 12.
Is it? What yeah. age do you think? Like,
honestly,
where
guys,
do you separate like adults from children?
Well, legally 18.
Right,
I hope
but
you
I'm
know
saying,
that.
But I'm saying now.
All right, James Franco. Now, I would say 20. Yeah, no, 30.
30? So I'm still a child?
Yeah. No, 25. Yes. 25. Okay. Sorry, you just missed it. You missed the deadline.
I do feel. I no longer feel like a child.
Well, it's just. I don't know. Well, you're at a disadvantage because I feel like guys, you know, you move slower in
it's
the
true.
In everything in life, in your brain, and in your maturity. So that's why girls are always dating older guys. It's not for sugar daddy reasons.
Right? I agree.
It's for maturity reasons. And like,
but some of these girls now are pretty immature.
Oh yeah, no, they suck. But if you go, if you got a girl or woman 27 or older, she's gonna be She's going to be the tits. She's going to be like a 35-year-old.
Yeah, but then they always have like, they always, if like, we're talking about dating. If yeah. I date like a 27 or up, they, by that time, they hate men.
Because, no, but.
Because they've been through so much. But that's. And I'm sure the men wronged them or whatever. And
no.
Their relationships didn't work out because of men. But then when they get that age, they start, you start from behind because you have to be like better. You have to show that you're not like those guys.
You're digging out of a hole.
You're digging out of a hole, which you can't do.
Yeah, because then it just makes the hole bigger.
And it just makes the hole bigger.
That's a grave. There's, I feel like, yeah, I don't know how it is as a guy dating, but like, it's always a guy going for the younger girl and the girl going for the older guy. And
well,
I
like
really,
you said, I think they kind of just align because the guy takes a little longer and then the girl.
Yeah, but why are there a guy? Because their mom's fucking spoon-fed them for 20 years? Is that why?
What's the question?
I'm wondering why it takes guys longer. It's not a scientific fact.
I don't know.
It's just a lazy bitch-ass fact.
Well, isn't but the I, fact that our brains are takes longer to develop?
No.
Men?
We're all, no. We're all fully at 25.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's some science
that didn't discriminate.
Like,
the genes didn't care about that, but apparently you guys are going to use that as a as an excuse. But it's I don't know. I'm trying to think of like an example, but I can't really pull a good parallel, so I'm not going to ruin it. But I don't know, because I love dudes. I'm such a guy's girl. Like all
you
my
are,
like
you are.
All my friends from home is like most.
You say like dude and yo and
yeah.
No, it's cunt. It's not bad. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You talk like a guy.
But no. I think it's because I was. Oh, well, guess you'll never know the ending of that one. I'm interested.
I only, by the way, I only took over pouring the shots because I watched you. Struggle mightily to open
really?
The cap, which I mean, I don't know if you guys can see this, but boom, it's
a twist
it's a,
off.
It's a pretty
and
easy,
I've been corking it the whole
it's
time.
It's a pretty easy squeeze.
All right, well, you know,
no, it's okay. You're womanly, dude.
See, and this is why you guys,
I pour that
you know what, maybe this is why you guys take so long to mature mentally because physically you're doing so much for us.
Hey, what do you mean? Oh, yeah, like opening stuff.
Yeah, like I gotta open the door, I gotta get the car, I gotta open the bottle, I gotta do all this shit. And so, like,
mentally, there's a lot of responsibility.
I'm not getting stronger because I gotta be physically stronger for you.
Yeah, there's also a higher bar for guys.
Yeah, for what in what aspect?
To like be something.
Really?
I think so. Maybe not. Maybe we're going away from that. Hopefully, that's a good thing.
Like, please God, I'm broke.
But definitely, like, yeah. Come like a society like how it was, yeah, there's a higher bar for guys to be something because girls,
well, I think it's a ripple effect from like, yeah, the 20s, 30s, 40s where it was like housewife and then the guy
was, he was the sole
was provider, the
provider
yeah. And like, and then you had a son and then he went to war and you're just like, oh gosh, all these guys are fighting.
Golly.
And financially back at me, what am I gonna do? Here's a fucking pie. Like, how do I make up for your life sacrifice and your hours of work, mm-hmm. men? It's so...
We shouldn't have got into this.
I'm going to get
this
shit on my feminists. I
I'm
hate feminism.
I'm going to get shit on.
No, you're not. I'm going to. I just said I hate feminism. Are you kidding me?
That's
it's because I just... it's. I don't hate the idea. I hate the people who think they know what the idea is and then follow suit and it's so fucking watered down and it, totally different direction than
yeah,
what
it seems
it
like
was.
A lot of them just hate men.
Yeah, and it's so fucked up because I feel like you guys, especially white men, get like a bad rep.
Say one for the white men, Slater.
Yeah, I'll do it because they don't get it. They don't get it.
I'll sit back. You defend my honor.
Yeah. No, but I'm not, I'm pretty well educated, I like to think. Mm-hmm. I keep up with the times, you know. I know that Obama's still president, right? So I'm pretty current. Mm-hmm. On my news, and I don't know. I just feel like it sucks because I've kind of been in that position when I was applying for jobs before I got exiled. And when I was going through that whole process, I was like, "This is crazy." I did all the right things. I like went to college, I got a degree in a topic that was like booming and like just starting at the time. Like I did the art thing and then I switched to media study. So I was like, and they didn't even know what to call it. So like, it was like a bachelor's in media study because it was just kind of right at the cusp of all that crazy shit that we're living in now, which was a Hail Mary for my fucking life at that time. But so you, like, I went into this. I thought it was a good move. Whatever. I applied to jobs. And then it started fucking with me when they were like, you're really qualified. We really like you. But, like, we're not to sound like a dick, but, like, they kind of were like, we have to have a diversity hire.
Yeah.
Like, a wild card. Yep. And I'm like, oh, the vagina's not enough anymore.
Well, I could be wrong. But I believe diversity is an old, old wooden ship that was used during the Civil War era.
Whoa, like, Slater.
It's not. Folks, it's not.
Let me
it's
tell.
It's not the truth.
Let me tell.
And I'm not saying.
My woke brothers and sisters in my community out there, I apologize.
Shut up.
I will never come back to this pod.
You apologize.
If she continues to spout hateful rhetoric like that. Follow me on Twitter. I will be condemning this show.
Billy's going to have a rebuttal cast where he's just ripping shots alone. And then doing meth.
We didn't.
I know, we suck. We suck. Because we got into
feminism. I was ready.
Okay. Well, you poured it a lot. Everything I said before was a lie.
About feminism?
No. I love women. I support them. I just want to make that clear.
Me too.
I'm like, I'm a guy's gal.
Me too.
I'm not. No.
I support women. I support them financially because that's my job as a man.
Mm-hmm. Hawkman. It's in the name. That's a lot of pressure, huh?
Yeah.
So is Harris Son because they thought I was going to be one.
What are you? Are you Irish?
Yeah.
You told me you were.
Yeah. I'm like, my dad's side is Irish, and my mom's side is in jail. that's where that ends. No, they're Italian, so that's why they're in jail. but there's also some, like, random Native American, apparently.
There you go.
Yeah, so I'll hit all the fucking notes.
Yeah.
I know, right? Well, fucking for my SATs, it's going to make me sound even worse than I already portrayed. I didn't know what Caucasian meant at the time. I know.
Okay.
But I was 18, 17, actually. I was young for my grade. And so everyone's like on the first page of the SATs, right? And I'm like writing my name. I'm like, that's already 400 points crushing.
Nice.
And then I go to like address, whatever the shit you like fill out at the DMV, basically. And then it got to ethnicity. And I'm like going through and I'm like, huh.
You didn't know you were Caucasian?
Yeah. I was like, that's not, I don't see white / non-Hispanic. That's what I was looking for.
You should be able to figure it out from process of elimination, no?
Yeah, well, that's why I said, and then I was looking, and then I was like, okay, Caucasian is the only one left, but I'm not Asian. I was taking, like, a Latin base. Yeah.
That's good.
It was bad.
That's
I got
to
make it into a bit at some point, but so, but I'm like, I'm going to get.
Why do they call us Caucasian?
Where yeah, I don't get from? It. Rick, do you know? For no specific reason? Just asking as a friend. No? All right.
That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't, right? Thank you. That's what my little 17-year-old brain thought.
So if you break it down, Asian is Asian.
I'm like, I'm not Asian and I'm not a dude.
So it must be, the part that relates to us must be the cock part.
Yeah, so, but I don't have a cock, so. I was like, wow, double no.
Cock.
Definitely not Caucasian. So then I selected other.
Your vagina occasion?
Yeah, my veg occasion. My oh, God. Cajun shrimp.
Tremendous.
All right. So I selected other. And
I keep interrupting you.
No, sorry. No. No, you're good. All this right. is what it is. So I select other, and I didn't even put anything in the lines because I was like, I've lost too much time. I must move on. Mm-hmm. So then I'm like fucking going through the test. I'm sweating like we are now. So then we get out, and I thought that would be the worst part. The worst part for me? personally was when I was in the hallway with all of my peers. And everyone's like, yo, what'd you get for that math question? What'd you pick for the essay topic? And I was like, yo, guys, what'd you put for ethnicity? And they're like, what? And I was like, yeah. Like, I didn't see white / non-Hispanic. Like, what'd you fucking put? And they're like, Caucasian. I'm like, what the fuck is that? And then I had to retake.
You know what, though? Actually, I'm going to say this. Hearing the story, I'm kind of on your side.
Thank you.
I'm kind of on your
side.
I
was like sheltered little fucking fuck. That is bullshit
that they call us Caucasian. I don't, now that you say it and I'm thinking about it, it doesn't make any sense.
It makes zero sense. So, yeah, I got a bunch of scholarships because I put other. And then they made me retake it and gave me no said scholarships.
This was also before the time that that was like a huge deal. So good for you.
Yeah, right? This was like 2009.
That's when you graduated high school?
No, 2010. But I was prepping in 2009 to be a fucking.
You prepped piece for the SATs?
Yeah. Nerd. I took it twice, nerd. But not because I wanted to, because I didn't know my goddamn race. Zero all right.
Prep. Took that's. It once.
I feel like I stole it at the end. I'm so sorry.
What no, no, that was great. No.
Anything you want to plug? Good old Billy, no, Gene? Not. Come on.
Billy Hockman, B-Hawk Comedy on Instagram. You can follow that. I have a podcast called The Adventures of Billy and Clyde. Please listen. Please watch.
The Adventures of Billy and Clyde is actually really good if you want to hear him be epic. No, I'm going to end it nice. I'm going to end it nice. Oh, my God. All right. Thank you so much. That is season 3 debut. Billy, no pressure. It was an honor and a privilege.
Everything I say is not serious all the time.